The fascist fart goblins are at it again. They just can't get enough of me. Instead of concerning themselves with the operation of the prisons and the zombie apocalypse currently raging across the globe, they want to turn their attention to everything Sean Swain thinks and writes. They're really obsessed with me. They pay more attention to what I say than you do. No, you. Yeah, in the black t-shirt. Yeah, you're clearly not paying attention. Okay, so anyway, by the time you hear this, I might be totally cut off from the outside world with all of my communications silenced, or be languishing in the hole, or transferred to a real hole, or maybe even exiled from Virginia. Maybe exiled from the United States entirely. Hell, I might be on a rocket to the moon. They started Space Force, you know. So it could be that I'm too dangerous for the whole planet. Everything was going so well, too. Virginia was leaving me alone. I was leaving Virginia alone. I was hanging out in Levi's and eating cupcakes with squirrely frosting and hard candy sprinkles. Pizza day every 3 weeks at lunch. Cable TV. And now this. It all started a couple weeks ago. Council in Ohio sent me the draft copy of Ohio. Ohio is my next book published by Little Black Cart, probably out by the end of the year and available wherever good books are stolen. It will make an excellent Christmas gift, if that's still happening by then. Problem is, when Council sent the copy of Ohio, he didn't stamp it as legal material. He's old. He forgets. So here at Buckingham, not the palace, certainly not the palace, mail staff opened the mailing, read my book, understood about 15% of it, and had a collective aneurysm. The book describes, after all, how to take down global hierarchy, if the system of global hierarchy is still around by the time the book's released. Upon reading my book and realizing they don't like my ideas, the Fart Goblin High Command started scrutinizing all of my emails and phone calls, maybe even opening my outgoing mail again. And just to be clear, I'm not reading their emails or listening to their phone calls or rooting through their mail. You know why? Because I don't care what they think. I don't care what they believe. They're the ones reading my works. They're the ones sniffing my intellectual underwear. Clearly, my thoughts matter to them much more than their thoughts matter to me. I'm that important. Anyway, not long after the Fart Goblins intercepted Ohio and tried to read it, I sent out emails containing my open letter to Annette Chambers Smith. As far as I can tell, it only made it to the Detroit ABC website. Everyone else's copies were intercepted by the Fart Goblins. No explanation. So now, just to be clear for everyone keeping score at home, Virginia prison Fart Goblins have gotten into the censorship of what you get to know in the free world business. This, from geniuses who can't play the weekend movies on time. I found out they were intercepting my mail when I called Adam Bomb, and he said he didn't receive the emails. So I sent a request to the investigator here asking him what the problem was. I got no answer. I am, after all, criticizing Ohio. And Ohioans shot Virginians in the Civil War. So I don't know what loyalty these folks here at Buckingham, not the palace, have to Annette Chambers Smith in Ohio prisons. Please be sure to repost my open letter that's now posted at Detroit ABC's website everywhere. It's got to be important if they tried to steal it. So then I wrote Abolishing Slavery. It's a two-email article. I sent it out to a lot of people, but everyone only got the first email and not the second. Again, the Fart Goblins stole it. Hopefully that will be posted at SwainRoss.org and SeanSwain.org by the time you hear this. It's got to be important. Fascists tried to steal it. Now, just to be clear, the article is called Abolishing Slavery. Abolishing Slavery. This might have been controversial in like 1825, not in 2020. I should think everyone opposed to slavery now, but I guess not. I guess in the capital of the South, you still can't send out emails about abolishing slavery. The craziest part The investigators who seized the article, who have silenced my opposition to slavery, are both black. Go figure, huh? So when I again inquired with investigators, they still gave me no explanation. Instead, they shut down my email completely. If past is prologue, my phone will be next. And so will my mail, and then I'll find myself in a van at 4 in the morning, heading to Montana, or Arkansas, or Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. That'll teach me for opposing slavery. At any rate, it appears that Virginia has now decided to take up Ohio's war on the truth, their criminalization of my very existence. So you might not hear from me for a while, depending on how fascist the Virginia Park Goblins want to be. Wish me luck. I'll send a postcard, unless I'm really sent to the moon. In the meantime, everyone keep wilding out, especially Portland. You guys rock. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain in exile from Ohio at Buckingham Correctional in Dilwyn, Virginia. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at his latest address at Sean Swain, number 2015638, Buckingham Correctional, P.O. Box 430, Dilwyn, Virginia, 23936. You can find his past writings, recordings of his audio segments, and updates on his case at seanswain.org, or now follow him on Twitter at @SwainRocks.